What are you doing July 19th?
Hey, Brenda. I'm going to the Cypher Famous B-Boy Championships. It's the first ever Canadian National Breakdance Tour coming to Vancouver in the UBC Sub Ballroom.
I heard that the prelims have been held across Canada and the national finals are coming to Vancouver.
That's right. The best B-boys and B-girls from across Canada and the Western United States are battling it out for $1,000 cash and prizes.
This will be the craziest dancing you've ever seen.
Advance tickets are on sale now for $15 at ticketweb.ca. Just search Cypher Famous.
Buy them in Vancouver at Adrenaline on Granville, Livestock on Abbott, Dipped on Hornby, or Beat Street on Hastings.
We hope to see you there. For more information, visit www.famouscircle.com.
I gotta go.
Welcome to Career Fast Track. You're listening to a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. And I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. It's good to have you. We have a wonderful guest on today. I've never had her on before, and I just heard wonderful things about her. She's going to share a side of careers you've never heard of before. We've never had such a show, and I'll intro her in just a second. But before I do that, I want to mention a few things. If you haven't had the opportunity yet to check out this morning's paper, in 24 hours we had an article, and it was two stories about two people who both of them were in a similar situation where they didn't know what career to choose. Both of them actually chose a career for the very same reason. They thought that they would learn and grow if they took the job. Both took it. However, one was able to use that as a stepping stone. The other is stuck and hates their job and is depressed. So what I want to just touch on just at the beginning is to mention that sometimes I hear often, and we might be touching on this today in the show, is how do you know whether or not you should choose a career? And often some people say, well, it's better to wait a long time, or should I just take anything and move forward? But here's what I've discovered. Pick something where you feel like you're growing. And then, however, if it's not your dream job, you must pick a date exactly 1 year down the road where you reevaluate whether you want to stay with a firm for another year or look for something else. So that's it. Also, if you haven't got your download yet, go to www.onedaydreamjobchallenge.org. You can get a download, how to find work you love in one day. So we've developed a technique to very quickly find what you love and work you love. I'm excited to have today's guest on today. Her name is Lynn Murchie, and she's in here with me in the studio. And Lynn works at the Career Center at the Sauder School of Business. So in a school, there's a business faculty, and this business faculty teaches or has students graduate in Bachelor of Commerce, also MBA, and she works specifically with commerce students, but more specifically with co-op students. So what that means is she places often students in job placements, and she also relates or networks with employers. So what I really like about her experience is she has both sides of the fence. She understands what employers want. She understands what students want. So Lynn, nice to have you.
It's great to be here, Philip.
Thank you. It's funny. I just introed you about the work you do, but that really wasn't the premise of today's show, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, I think, Lynn, you are a parent, is that right?
I'm a parent of two children, a boy and a girl.
Okay. And so, folks, what is today's show about? So if you are a parent and you have, obviously, if you're a parent, you have children. So you're a parent with children, you must listen to this show. If you're a grandparent with children or with grandchildren, that's why you're a grandparent, then you will also want to listen to the show. If you have no kids and you plan on having kids, then you're going to want to listen to the show. Who else? If you know people who have kids, then you're going to want to listen to the show. And so what I wanted to explore with Lynn was, what is it like to be a parent of children who are starting their careers? The frustrations, the ups, the downs, what do you do? Should you push them? Should you not push them? How far do you push them when they don't know what they want? What do you do in those kinds of situations? So Lynn, first of all, let me ask you, is it worth it having kids?
It's definitely worth it to have kids. Sometimes you don't think that when they get through the teenage years, but yeah, it's great.
May I ask how old your kids are?
My daughter is turned 20 in May and my son has just turned 19.
Okay, so wow. You have your hands full.
I do.
Would you say that both of them know exactly what they want to do for the rest of their lives?
I would say no.
Okay, so it's pretty straightforward that way, isn't it? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think one has a sense of where she wants to go. The other one's still trying to figure it out.
Okay, so for you, has it always been, have you always wanted your children to know exactly what they wanted to do?
No, I think that life's a journey, and you need to kind of take pieces from life and determine what it is that you love to do and roll with it. And I think if you talk to most people my age, you will find that where they started out when they left university is not where they are today.
Well, that actually brings me to your life a bit and your career. So I find often people, certainly been my experience, I give advice that I would like to give to myself. And so I'm curious, has the way you found your career path influenced the way you speak to your children?
Yeah, I think it has. One of the things that I've done, especially in the latter part of my career, is to get to know myself so much better and understand maybe what motivates me and where my strengths lie and what really gives me joy in my life. So I hope that I'm imparting some of that to my children as they're going through their own decisions.
That's a big one, getting to know yourself. What has helped you in your life get to know yourself?
Probably the catalyst for me in getting to know myself was I took a year out later than most people. I'd already been working for several years, took a year out, and I traveled. And I got to tell you, travel is the best educator. You soon, especially when you're traveling by yourself, you soon learn where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, because you've got nobody else to kind of fall back on.
So you just like left your career?
I did. I just wasn't happy with the way my life was going, and I thought, no, I need a break, and I just wanted to get out of Dodge for a while.
So it's interesting. So do you think if only for people who are unhappy with their current situation they should travel, or should they travel even if they're happy?
Oh, I think travel is just, again, it's just the best educator, and I think it's what everybody should do a little bit of. Get outside of your own world, open up your eyes a little bit. Meet some new and interesting people. Mm. It's great.
Do you recommend that your children travel?
Absolutely. I took a brochure home to my daughter on Friday for the SWAP program, the students working abroad, and she's planning to do that next year.
And she have any plans where she might want to go?
Yeah, she would like to go and work in Scotland, and at least that's her initial thought. She's thinking maybe even Scotland and Ireland, at least initially.
I'm curious how you interact with your husband in this situation, because I know parents don't always, how do you say, agree to how they raise children. Do you agree with your husband?
Let me see.
And I should be more specific regarding this subject.
Regarding travel?
Yeah. Travel, how about career, like, how about generally in careers?
Generally, I think in careers, I think we tend to be on the same wavelength. We do have some differences along the way as well.
What, may I ask what?
Well, some of the differences I think might be that I'm willing to kind of maybe give them a little bit of room to kind of discover and grow a little bit and decide what they want to do. Whereas I think my husband might be a little bit more structured, and he would prefer that it kind of be on a more of a path, or a structured path.
So do you both do that? How do you do that? Does one day you're structured, one day you're not structured? How does that work?
No, I think we just start to kind of figure, you know, where to draw the middle line. And I think structure is important. You can't just be willy-nilly about anything, but also just kind of, you know, opening up the blinders, I guess,
right,
a little bit.
I'm curious, have you ever been frustrated about the thought or dealing with your children's future career?
We're dealing with children here, right?
Well,
you're asking
your
kids about frustration?
Yeah, have you ever felt frustration saying why? Has it ever frustrated you just dealing with them and their career interests or their future?
Definitely, okay. Definitely. You know, before my daughter kind of decided on where she wanted to do her educate, her post-secondary, you know, she was kind of floundering. So there'd be lots of suggestions and, you know, be on this bandwagon this week and, you know, didn't want to do that next week.
How do you respond to that if they're just all over the map?
Well, again, I think it just comes down to just continually talking about things and presenting ideas and trying to do that in a non-interfering kind of way, which is a struggle as a parent. I think sometimes our kids don't understand that. We just want the best for them. So for my daughter, it came down to a point where we did a personality or a behavioral assessment with her, and that's something that just opened her eyes and got her on a path.
Okay. And she's clearer now as to what she wants.
She is definitely clearer in what she wants, and she recognizes that, you know, there's lots of choices even in her chosen field of where she might want to go.
Mm. So you're super mom now. Well, you've always been super mom, I have to say. What has been the best advice you've ever, can I say the best of all time? Or what is, and if you think back to your, in dealing with your children regarding their career, sometimes you make things, you suggest things and it doesn't work, and sometimes it does work. Thinking of the things that have worked for you, what has worked in your approach with them?
Well, again, I think it's trying to make suggestions rather than feeling like you're interfering and trying to direct them in their lives. I think kids are kids. I think it's been this. I know I was the same when I was that age. You don't want to feel like you're being pushed into a certain area. So I think it's just giving them the freedom to kind of explore and to choose. And for some kids, it takes longer than others for them to decide what they want to do. Just like any of us, I think some kids have a real passion and they really know essentially kind of what they're good at and where they want to go. There's just this burning desire. But I think for many of them, as it is for many people generally, you know, we're interested in a lot of different things. So sometimes it takes a lot of exploration, you know, in order to find a passion that will get you started.
Patience. Yeah. There's a lot to be said for not rushing and making a decision quickly, but you have to also explore. You can't just be on your bum.
That's right. Got to be out there, got to be talking, got to be looking, researching, observing.
I like it. Okay, we're going to go to break now, but after the break, by the way, we're speaking with Lynn Murchie. She's the assistant director at the Sauter School of Business Career Center. She works specifically with co-op students. In other words, she helps every single year tons of Bachelor of Commerce business students find great careers. So I want to ask her after the break, what is it like, you know, she helps all these people she doesn't know, like not her non-family people, find work versus her family. Well, what's the difference? Does she give similar advice to those that she's not related to? And how does she transfer her all of her experience working with other people towards her family? So we're off to break. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. where you go to podcasts and you can listen to our previous 35 podcasted shows. They're great. You must check them out. We'll be back in 52 seconds.
Hi, everyone. We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
I got a dog.
Welcome back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. Check out our weekly column every Monday morning and 24 hours this morning. Two success stories, actually two stories, one where the individual was successful in moving on to a dream job and the other who was not. And yet they both used the same technique in making the original career decision. So find out how they were able to move on, whereby the other one was not. Very important. Check it out. Also, go to www.onedaydreamjobchallenge.org to get your free copy of the challenge, and that is a way to find work you love in one day. It was designed simply, if you've tried everything in your life, nothing's working, just get this document, and then the proposition is you'll find work you love in a day. Make lots of money doing it. We're back here with Lynn Murchie. She's the assistant director at the Career Center at the Sauter School of Business, and she works specifically with co-op students. In other words, she is the person in a career center who has probably one of the greatest exposure to companies and to the students, because she often, she won't say she does it directly, but she facilitates a student finding work in a company. And I wanted to ask her the difference between giving advice to a student versus giving advice to a child. Is it different?
Oh, is it different? Of course it's different. It's hard because sometimes your kids don't necessarily think you know what's best for them.
Wait a minute. You've helped hundreds, if not thousands, of students find dream jobs. And that's not good enough credentials?
Apparently not.
Okay.
I'll give you a great example. My son the other day was doing his resume and putting together cover letters. So I suggested to him that, you know, perhaps I could help him with that because I kind of do that for a living.
Yeah.
Didn't seem so receptive to that. However, my daughter was able to help him and, you know, it all worked. So,
wow.
You know, it's good. It's good.
Talk about not, you got to, you know, so I guess for you, you just say, well, that's just how it is. Whatever works, works, right?
Well, and I think sometimes you just have to maybe bring in other people that that are somewhat removed from this situation that will be perceived as the experts, and that's what happens.
So I think there's hope out there because the parent who's not necessarily a career expert giving advice and the student and the child ignores them. Well, here we have a career expert and the child is ignoring them. So for those of you who have no experience, well, here's the deal. No wonder they're ignoring you. So because just so, you know, Lynn's giving some advice about going indirectly maybe or making suggestions. Sometimes the audience is never cognizant to what we say off the air. So during the break, we'll chat. And one of the things Lynn said is she said, go with the flow. And I find that an interesting statement. It can come across as very good, or some people can misinterpret it. What does going with the flow mean to you?
Well, I think it's taking clues from perhaps actions or what they're saying, and then offering your advice or offering suggestions or offering even resources that will kind of plus on that. So you need to take the clues, and because you can give all the advice that you want, but if it's not kind of going in the direction that the receiver wants it to go, then they're just not going to listen.
Not going to work. I like that. Okay. We're live. The phone number is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. If we have time, we'll take calls. Who calls in now? The subject is you're a parent, you're a grandparent, and you are dealing with your children and helping them with their career. They may not be listening to you at all, and they're putting up huge resistance, and they're poor, and they're mooching off you, and you're tired of that. How do you get them out of the house? Or you want them to go to the next level, and you're having a good relationship, but you want them also, again, out of the house eventually, but you also want to help them move forward in their career because you want the best for them, as Lynn would say. Love it. So 604-822-2487. I want to pick your brain a bit here. Let's do it. You help people find work all day. Let's start with the student side, and then we'll move to the employer side. So the first one is the student. What is makes a student successful in finding employment? And what? And then the next question will be around employers. What do employers want specifically from a student? So what makes a successful student be successful on the job, either during the summer or after they graduate?
Well, I think the biggest thing is attitude. And, you know, with our co-op program, we do somewhat pre-screen our applicants that come into our program, and that's one of the biggest things that we take a look for, is what's the attitude, the willingness to kind of jump in to learn and to appreciate that a position is not going to be ideal necessarily, but it's going to give them a great opportunity to learn, to grow, even to discover what they don't want to do. But keeping a great attitude is what makes it successful.
You're on a job, you hate it. How do you have a good attitude?
Well, yeah, it's hard to do that. So I think you need to take a look at the job somewhat before you do accept it. But you just need to open up the blinders again and recognize that, okay, maybe I don't really like doing market research, but it's only part of the job and I'm going to learn a lot about this. But while I'm there, I'll have an opportunity to go and meet people that work in the design department or in the advertising area. Those are areas that I'm really interested in. And market research is really kind of a good base. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy the people that I work with. And so you need to make it enjoyable. And what I say for our co-op students is that very often it's only 4 months. So, you know, surely you can put your best effort in for 4 months and you'd be surprised what you learn.
I want to plug the Sauder Career Center's co-op program a bit here. It's probably one of the premier co-op programs in the world. I can base it on some statistics. The Sauder School of Business is one of the hardest schools in the world to get in. I think it's a 92% average to get in right out of high school. And I think it's like in the top five in North America, hardest in terms of getting into right out of high school. So it's got high standards. But get this, the co-op program, you're not automatically directly sent into the co-op program. Is that right, Lynn? You have to what?
You have to apply. You have to have a certain academic achievement. And then you need to come with some well-roundedness, so something other than just school in your experiences.
And you also have, I imagine you have to interview them before you even accept them into the program.
They do apply. We choose based on certain criteria in their application whether or not we'll interview, and then we go through an interview process, and then we choose, the best.
So you're dealing with the best of the best, and then you go and find the best of the best of the best of the best, best. Okay. Well, anyone out there, anyone who's considering university studies or anything and considering business, co-op programs, Sauder School of Business, it's a phenomenal program, seems lots of success. So I want to ask you, how are you able to identify a good attitude in your interviews?
I think you certainly look at what has been the experience and what kind of enthusiasm do they bring to the interview. Is a big clue, obviously, that if they come with a lot of enthusiasm and you talk about some of the things that they've done and you talk about perhaps even, talk about a volunteer experience or a work experience, something that wasn't so good about the job, and how did you kind of handle that? So there's lots of questions that you can ask to determine whether or not they just kind of show up for work or whether they just recognize that everything is a learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good attitude. I can see that. If you look at every situation or many situations as a learning as opposed to a downfall or something, that's a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. We're about to go to break. During the break, after the break, I'll be asking Lynn what employers are looking for. She's recently, I understand, gone off to many employers to check in on the students and how they're doing. And the employers are saying, we like this, we don't like this. And so we'll find out what's happening. I'm sure they've done very, very well out there. So you're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca, and you're listening to a show designed to ensure you make lots of money doing work you love. And I'm your host, Philip DeRoche, and you're listening to Lynn Murchie, Assistant Director at the Sauder School of Business Career Center. Back in a few moments, and during the breaks, your opportunity to give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. Call us in the break. Take your call. We'll be back in 34 seconds.
This is rated R for
really awesome.
Did you know that you can now download all CITR radio shows off their website?
What?
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 What a coincidence. So are we. And with this new podcasting feature, all you have to do is log on to www.citr.ca/podcast to find a massive library of really awesome stuff.
Sponsored by the UBC Bookstore.
I got a dog.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I was just talking with Lynn, my guest, saying, she asked me, do we get many callers? I said, well, it depends if I give out a free gift or not. And so I figured out the only way to get you to call in is to buy you. I don't know what's life. We buy our love in this sometimes. I don't know. Okay, so this is what I'm giving away. I've mentioned it before. Nightwatch Video, the best video store in the world. I go there to get all my movies. Whenever I'm in a bad mood, I go there. I says, give me a movie that's going to make me feel better, and it gives it to me. If you're in a bad relationship and you want to instill some new romance into it, go to him, go to Anthony and say, Anthony, I need a movie to add romance to my life. He'll give you the right movie, exactly what you need. So that's it. So Nightwatch Video, I'm going to give away two passes for two free movies. Callers 2 and 3 are going to get the passes. The number is 604-822-2487. Lynn, before the break, I mentioned that I was curious to know what employers are looking for now. So this is the employer that is hiring a student, and I'm sure not every student is successful. So I'd like to know what does an employer say they like, and what does an employer say they don't like?
Well, when you say not every student is successful, I think we do have a very high success rate in our program, first of all. But as you mentioned, we go out and we do site visits with our students who are out working, and so we have a chance to meet with the employers and the students together. What I hear from employers that really impresses them about many, many, many of our students is their ability to take initiative, that they're not just doing what they're asked to do, that they look for other ways to do things, or if they don't have all of the instructions, that they'll try and figure it out for themselves somewhat before they ask too many questions, or they'll ask a couple of questions to get them started. But I think initiative is really one of the biggest ones. And I often hear from our employers the comment that, I had no idea that your student could do so much. I mean, they're bright young people, and again, that willingness, that great work ethic and attitude to take the initiative, to go the extra mile, is really what makes it successful from the employer standpoint.
Oh, sorry, you have to interrupt. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what don't they like? Well, they don't like all the things that any other employer wouldn't like, is people who maybe show up late or, you know, or clock watchers or just do exactly what they're given to do and not kind of looking to go that extra mile.
You don't see that very often.
Not very often.
Yeah, they go through such a screening process. I was excited actually to interrupt you there and just ask you a question around, okay, so initiative. Here's a question. Parents out there, how does a parent know, one, if their child has initiative, or two, if they don't, how do they teach them?
Oh boy, that's a toughie. I think probably the best thing in terms of teaching, I think, is you lead by example. So if you're the kind of person that goes out and takes things on and takes initiative to do things, I think that sets a great example. It's one thing to talk about it and discuss it and whatever, but if you're not walking the talk, then, you know, there can certainly be a disconnect there. So I would say lead by example is the biggest way to do it. How do you know if your kids have initiative or take initiative? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't see that around your home.
Like,
you know, like the messy room and things like that. Yeah. But I think that you will, you know, see glimmers of that, or you'll hear from their teachers in school, or you hear things from their friends or their friends' parents. You know when your students are, or your children are the type that will take initiative.
Mm, I understand. And, you know, when you're really close, it's hard to be objective. It's subjective, right? Objective with your family sometimes.
It can be.
I understand. That's normal, right?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of emotion tied up in family stuff.
How about going to the neighbor and asking the mother, does my son take initiative over here?
Well, you could always ask that, because you'd be surprised what your kids do at other people's houses that they don't do in their own. So
I do. I remember being really nice over at the neighbor's house. But my house, I was less motivated.
There you go.
Okay, we've got about a minute left. And so I have a last question for you. This is a surprise question. I always ask at the end of the show the same question. It's the graveyard secret question. And what I mean by the graveyard secret is that it is a secret to success. You can make it related to your children or maybe to your co-op students, or I'll let you pick. But it's the secret to success that you typically would take to the grave because it's so valuable to you. Or to your students, and you don't want to share it or that kind of thing. But because I'm asking you so nicely on the air, what would you be your secret? It's like a
secret to success. You know, for me, the secret to success is opening yourself up to new experiences. And I'll come back to the travel thing. I can't emphasize enough how important I think that is. Not everybody wants to travel, but you don't have to leave the country. You can just, you know, go to a different community. It's just getting out of your comfort zone, seeing what other people experience, excuse me, and just understand that there's different ways to do things in life, and not every way is right for every person, but it's great to just know that it's out there.
I love that, the being open to trying new experiences, and not everyone goes, even if they're going to the same place, they go different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I like the flexibility of that. It doesn't cram you into one spot. If you haven't done what your friend's done, maybe your path is different, but you're headed in the same direction.
Yeah.
Well, Lynn, thank you for coming on the show.
It's been a lot of fun, Philip. Thanks you for inviting me.
Thanks. You've been listening to Lynn Murchie. She is the Assistant Director at the Sauder School of Business Career Center, Harry B. Varshney Career Center, to be specific. And she works all day with co-op students and helping them find great work. And if you're considering a program and a co-op program, check it out. That's it. But before I go, I want to mention the last thought here. We're incorporating a new concept into the show, and that is a balanced view in your career. Well, we've recently learned that if you don't have good friends and good family and possibly a belief in something higher than those around you, that life can be pretty void. So we've discovered that if your only commitment is to have a great career and make lots of money, and you drive home in your beautiful BMW to a home that is dark and there's no one in it, you can possibly be very an unhappy person. So from now on, any programming that we offer on the air will be around the subject of making lots of money doing work you love, and to have sustainability, to have family and friends, and not to forget them, and to also develop your